People who live in the International District say their corner of Southeast Albuquerque has long been neglected by the city government and lacks some basic infrastructure, like parks. Residents and volunteers from the Nature Conservancy, Rocky Mountain Youth Corps, and Artful Life got together Saturday on a hot summer morning to install a temporary green refuge on a vacant, privately owned lot. The park opens this week and could be around for about a year. KUNM's Marisa DeMarco takes us there.
I'm Valerie Martinez, and we're creating a pop-up park here in the International District. So we are at the southeast corner of San Mateo and Southern. The International District, as some people may know, is the most diverse legislative district in the state of New Mexico. 47 languages spoken in the public schools, so it's really rich in its cultural diversity. But there are too many dirt lots like this one that are sitting without anything on them. Pop-up parks happen very quickly. They pop up sort of suddenly. What's unusual about this one is it's also mobile. This one, with investment, can be permanently installed in this space if people want it, or we can move it to another dirt lot.
I'm Davetta Wells, and I'm a community member. Grew up in this area, went to Highland. There aren't enough green spaces, oddly enough, and there aren't enough spaces where people can be in community together.
So Wheelbarrow Brigade, when you're done, that one fills up next, yeah? Stop.
When you know your neighbor, you don't fear your neighbor. I think a lot of the people that live here already feel pride. And, you know, there are old homes and old families here that people don't hear about when they talk about this area, right? But there are people who live here who are proud of living here. And I think that this will only increase that. So we've got a couple dozen planters that will have trees and shade and seating areas. I imagine a place where people will be able to sit and visit and enjoy each other's company.
It's Sarah Herteau. I'm with the Nature Conservancy. I'm the Urban Conservation Program Director. So the Nature Conservancy did a heat island analysis about a year ago. And so what that showed was that this neighborhood is one of the hottest places in Albuquerque.
That's what helps.
This one?
These are the buttress roots. So when you plant a tree, you shouldn't plant it too deep. These ones need to be exposed to the sun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm Vivian Parker.
Well, I'm spreading mulch in a bed of an olive tree. I live just down the street, and my mom, she was like, if I ever won the Powerball, I would make a garden in this area. Someone read her mind that she just ended up getting her wish come true.
We were driving home from breakfast, and I said, we have to put on work clothes and come down and help because they need help, and this is a great thing that they're doing. So, my name is Chadron Kibwell, and I live right down 3 blocks east of San Mateo. So I've lived in this neighborhood for 22 years, and we have seen this lot be empty for 22 years. And somebody decided to put the work in, so I'm here trying to help out and make it a lovely pop-up garden.
I'm Alberto Granados, and I'm here today because our big push is to connect people with nature. So we're taking this vacant lot and situating it in such a way that we can create the park environment, recognizing that we're limited in the resources that we have around us. Doing a lot with a little, and it takes a village, so help the community really pitches in. I am the shoveler, the wheelbarrow master, and the picker-upper.
I'm Juan Tomás Cerda Guajardo Cardiel. It's cool to see how everybody's working together and they're not just making one person do all the work.
Yeah.
I moved the things that hold the plants and put some benches around it and also put some soil into the plants. It's always good to have people working together. It brings people closer. It's going to be a place for people to come and enjoy themselves. And yeah, I think it makes people feel better inside just to have something nice to look at.